Lecture topic, backbiting.
Last week we spoke about vocal stinginess. What a big sin it is that is next to kufr. Whatever Allah Ta'ala brings in this world is benefiting. Whatever Allah Ta'ala does it. A bakhil person, but then to bring about a correct arrangement and management of one's life, in some instance or some cases, you have to become a bit bakhil. You have to become bakhil. Allah Ta'ala brings everything for a purpose. There's nothing that Allah Ta'ala brought in this world that's not of any benefit. Everything Allah Ta'ala. So this bakhil also, if a person does not have any bit of stinginess in his life, the possibility that he'll step, he'll bypass it. And then it becomes extravagant. To bring about extravagance in one's life is a very dangerous thing. Because bukhl, stinginess, is only harming himself. Stinginess, harming himself. But extravagance is harming others. Harming? In which way is this much? That, you know, the time when he begins to become too extravagant. All that time he needs certain things and he cannot meet it. What happens in his life thereafter? He cannot meet those things now. So what he begins to do? He goes the wrong road. Somehow I need that thing. Because I need to be. How bad extravagant is that sometimes it can lead your iman to go away too. So many a time when you need certain things and you cannot meet it, then you go the haram way. But just imagine one side, bukhul is bad, another side, extravagance is very, very bad too. Because it causes more harm to people. Because you begin to do fraudulent things, you begin to cheat people, deceive people, because you want to meet certain things you want, and you cannot meet those things. It's beyond you. So what do you begin to do? You begin to do all the crooked things. So as the Thani Rahmatullah says, one side, that this bukhul is also a blessing. So every time when you need something to spend on certain things, ponder a little bit. Do I need it or not? Even the wife asks you, if anyone asks you, the friend asks you. It costs you nothing to ponder a little bit. Do I need that or not? If I don't need the thing, I must not get it. It's not that everything what they ask for must be done. Because many a time we begin to ask you those things which is not supposed to be. And what happens when you begin to do those things, thereafter there's no stopping. So you must know where to draw the line. You must know where you're supposed to do bukhul and where you're supposed to be. Rather than the middle road is best. And remember one thing, that look after money. As the Thani Rahman says that today in these days you have to look after money. Because your money, when you look after, you got your iman. And khuda na kare, if you got no money, you can lose your iman too. Many people have gone to that extent. So whatever they are teaching us, this is what the great lesson is behind. Do everything in moderation. Do everything in moderation. That's why the best thing is look at people who are lower than you. When you begin to look at people lower than you, that's the hadith of Nabi Karim. Always look at people lower than you. If somebody, if you see that's not wanted, and there's a demand coming for it, that you must want it, look at people lower than you, and put it forward. How they are leading a life of that kind. Today you'll be surprised that so many people, because of extravagance, have gone to that extent, they lost everything. They cannot lead a simple life anymore. I'm meeting people, I'm not talking to experienced speaking people, who they've gone to that extent that they cannot go down anymore. Now they do not know how to look, carry on their lives. Because the lifestyle was so high, to bring it down is very difficult. But if you got a simple life, and you just continue with it, no matter how much money you make, that simple life will take you very far. So this is a very important lesson for every one of us. That in these days especially, with all the fitna and fasad that are taking place, look after our children and look after our money. No, remember, no one can look after your child. You must look after your children. Allah would question regarding your children. Allah Ta'ala would question those who are under you. Allah Ta'ala would question you to take care of them, because there's no one else to take. If I tell you of an incident, it was surprising but most shocking. My mother can cry, it was sad. She can cry now, it's too late. She gave the girl the best education. But so much of freedom that today she says, I'm a boy, I'm a girl. This is what we know of. What we don't know of, only Allah knows. It's merely because of our relationship, how we're dealing with our children nowadays. Remember, freedom you give your child. No one tells you not to give a good education. Give the best education, but under your wing. You must know what is happening. First of all, I'm not going to say it. It's not to say, you know what, women must stay at home. You know, they must stay at home. That is the right place. You know, in the Quran also, you'll notice, Allah mentions certain things where He does not mention the women at all. It's only the men. But what must I say? It's gone to that extent that it's so much of fitna now. So much of fitna. You know, a woman is this, today the value of a woman is less than money. Less than money. A person, he hides his money, he locks it in a tijori. He suppose his wife hides his wife in a tijori. He won't show no one his wealth, but he's prepared to show his wife. And Khudana Kareem, when something happens, then we're going to ask her what happened. So this is the fitna that we are in today. Let us, Allah must protect this. We must be, not become like them. We must look after our women. Give them the best love, muhabbat, and izzat. Let me tell you, it must be the wife must be so happy in your house that she must not look at the next person at all. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, or the Aisha Fatima or the Aisha asked, who is that woman? He said, that woman who never saw a man in her life, and a man never saw her. That is what is called kama. So if you want your wife to be good, if you want your children to be good, you must become good. If you become good to them, they must be your good best friend. No one else. So remember, you cannot reform the world, but you can reform your children and family. If you reform your family and your children, you have saved everything. But they are the ones that are going to carry you. They are the ones that make dua and offer for you. You know, when a person passes away, when the time when he's going through the wonderful things in his qabr and all, and then the time they find you've left a pious child, he'll go to qabristan and make dua for you too. But if you leave a child of that kind, that when you leave this world, the child will not even think of you too, then who's going to think of you? That's why when the time Allah Ta'ala gives a person status in Jannat, he says, Ya Allah, where have I got this status? I did not do anything. Allah Ta'ala says, if you left a pious child, who made dua and maghfirah for you. That today you got a status in Jannat. There is no greater and better investment than a pious child. Pious child. Money you can buy, but you cannot buy a pious child. A mother today regrets a time before. A mother would say, oh Allah, I want pious child. I want to know I'm happy with my child. So the mother says straight, today I don't like my children anymore. I don't want any children. They'll be good to everyone, but not good to a mother and father. The world will say your child is very beautiful, very handsome, and very good, and very good quality. But going to ask the mother. The mother say, ask me, what is my child to me? So this is what we are lacking today. We are lacking pious children, good children, that the house is full of rahmat and barakat. There is no barakat at all. There is namaz in the house. There is Quran reading inside. Everything in the house, but there is no barakat and rahmat. Because why? Respect. You respect your child, the child must respect you too. And that's the only way you can bring about more closeness. In this time, especially in time of this fitna, more important to pay attention to your children. Don't tell me my child has been lost. Now you can cry, this woman is crying to me. I say, you're crying for what? You did the wrong thing, you let your child go the wrong. A second incident of this, a man was shocked when the father, the daughter takes him to say, this is my partner. And who was a partner? A black woman. Where he's gone to? Qomilut, you know, whatever in Qomilut, this is what's happening now. Allah Almighty, Father. I'm telling you, my dear friends, don't take it. That's a very small thing. It's a very big thing. Look after our children. I'm not saying not to give them education. But more than education, make them become, when they're civilized, They know where they belong to, who they belong to. That's what we are lacking today. The subject today is ghibat, which you and I take it as a small thing. Ghibat, backbiting. What a big sin it is. Backbiting is what a big sin it is. You'll be surprised. Ashaddu min az-zina. You know, a person commits zina, does not mean he must commit zina. He makes tawbah, Allah forgive him. But a person commits ghibat, backbiting of someone, no matter what happens thereafter, until if that person does not know a different thing, if he comes to know about it, you have to ask him for forgiveness. Without that, Allah won't forgive you. How important it is. But today, in these days, it is rife. To make ghibat is something like nothing happened. You'll be surprised. Anything happens. See? And we know in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala shows the person who committed, who backbites, his position like you eating your own blood flesh of your own brother. Just imagine when Allah gives you that kind of example. In the Quran, to show you that, remember one thing, ghibat, the sign of ghibat is like this, that you eat your own blood flesh of your own brother. Who will do that? To show us that how far you must keep away from it. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he said, if I have to make ghibat of him, I'll make ghibat my mother. Why did he say that? I don't mind my good deeds go to my mother, but not an outsider. Today we do so much of good deeds, but you give our good deeds away to who? You're thinking you're doing good. You're doing all the good deeds. You're doing tahajjud namaz. You're making zikr. You're doing Quran. Everything you're doing. But this ghibat has caused you that you did left it to you. Where you saw an intelligent person giving his enemy all the good deeds? How can we, can't we realize what must we do? How to put ourselves right? And the only way is keep silent. You know, my husband used to tell us, and Nabi Karim used to love so much to be sitting alone all the time. And you must know it, no harm for him at all. Whether he was a company, out of company. There was no harm for him. But he loved to be alone. But why is it we love to be together? When the time will come, he lets learn to become more alone, so secluded. Be alone with only Allah Ta'ala. Because you know why? We think we are alone. Those people do not think they are alone. They think they are with Allah Ta'ala. If you have that quality of making zikr all the time, continuously to that extent, the time will come that you feel you are not alone. You are someone, and there's someone you can't be there. Everything in the whole world will diminish, he will not diminish. If you only got Allah Ta'ala, you got everything. How to explain to you all that you must begin to love to become alone so that I'll not commit sins. The purpose, when you put the reason for a person to stay alone, must be this intention, Ya Allah, I do not want to cause any harm to anyone. Not that you think, oh no, I will keep away from people's harms. Let me think you are someone. Certain people say, you know, I want to keep away from people's harms. Baba, you think you are someone. But you must think, Ya Allah, my harms, I mustn't copy. This kind of quality we have to. Even at home too, they say you must not be too close to families. When you are so close to the family, the pots begin to stand. All kind of noise the person was making. So even at home also you have to mute. With a sheikh also you can't be too close to. Time comes you move away from the ustad, everyone. The children also. When you become too close to children all the time, then we can drop all futile thoughts. There's no more respect. Everything must be with respect. Respect means when you teach someone, you must know how to teach and you must be more silent. Think before you speak. Because in the moment you know how to speak, the moment you think before, then you see exactly what it is. So this is what it is, that ghibat is a sin that is not forgiven until the person asks for it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Miraj he showed us, he made it clear to the people, I saw there what I saw. I saw people, you know, this nails of them, they are actually taking out their flesh from the cheeks. Now that was in a very bad state all the time happening. He asked Jibreel Salaam, who is these people? He said, these are the people making riba. Backbiting. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha once spoke to Prophet comes and said, yes, there's a certain thing. She said, Nabi said, oh Aisha, this is backbiting. Go and gargle your mouth. When she gargled her mouth, blood came out. Now that won't come out of our mouths. Because we're immune to it, you see. They were not immune. They should not commit zina of any kind. They should not even commit ghibat also. That's why when they commit ghibah at once too, the effect takes place. Effective. But there's no effect in us when we commit those sins because we have been so used to it. It's part of our life. Like, you know, you go to the butcher shop. The butcher man does not get the smell because he's there all the time. But when you go there, you get the smell. You don't stay in that. Likewise, you know, we got the thing in us. The effect is no more there. So if you have to bring that effect into us, then please do not make it that. Ghibah is something that is. So where it is making hard. You know, one Sahabi told Nabi Kasami, I want some advice to keep me, protect me from everything. I want one advice. You know what advice they should give to, you know? You know, it's surprising, you know, what advice they ask for. You know, when you find today, you know, people come, Mona, give me an advice for my business. Not a time a person, you know, Mona, I've got a bad habit in me. Help me, please. You know, one person comes to me, I think, well, you only ask him on worldly things. When are you going to ask him on the akhirat? No one talks about akhirat, you know, Mona, my business is going down, please help me. Then that person will come again and tell, you know what, this is happening now, what's happening now? I say, what's happening? Nothing happening, what, a year after. The only thing you talk here about this world. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, one day she was so crying, and Nabi said, oh Fatima, why are you crying? He said, yes, I'm frightened what's going to happen in the qabr. She is saying what's going to happen in the qabr, and yet she's the daughter of Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were so affected what's going to happen here after. We have no effect what's going to happen here after at all. No effect at all. There's no effect at all. Whatever we are doing, we're not thinking what's going to happen here after. Not for a moment we begin to think too that what's going to happen here after Allah Ta'ala. And this ghibah, why I mentioned so much, is because it is so open that good people, you know, suppose we are pious people, they are also involved in it. Every one of us involved in it. So Nabi Karim's advice is this much. What did he tell him? He told him, do not take any virtuous act to be a small one. You do not know which act of yours is for your salvation. That act which you took yourself, a very small one, possible that was the act for your salvation. Always remember, do not take an act of a small one. Look at that woman, she just gave water to the dog, Allah gave her jannat. And she was a prostitute. So any act that you do, even if a person asks you a glass of water, give it with a smile. It's an act that is very small. Do not take it as small. You gave the glass of water, you don't know what happens to you. So likewise, Nabi Karim's advice is, he says, as far as possible, you have to relax. And the second thing, what he said, as far as possible, is don't look down at anyone. Do not look. Do not look down. And the third one, he said, do not make ghibat. Why is so much emphasis made not make ghibat? Because this tongue here, remember one thing. They say you can hold a hand, you can stop a hand, you can't stop a tongue. Sometimes you find a person talks so much, takes off with you. He doesn't use his hand, but he talks a lot. You can't stop him from that. So the tongue is the most important thing which have keep it. And we don't say any important at all. We don't show any importance at all. Ghibat is a talk. And what is ghibat? It's to talk of a person when he hears about it, he feels hurt about it. And ghibat is the truth, not a lie. Because a lie is that bohtan, that is. That is worse. That's slander. But ghibat is something, you know, that person committed a crime, you know he did the bad act, and then if you talk about it, and if he comes to know about it, he'll be hurt. But how much important it is that before you do anything, that's why they say, you know, must ponder upon these things. Must ponder that I'm going to open my mouth to speak now. What is the thing? Is the benefit or not? Will it cause harm or not? But no one thinks that at all. And it's obvious that you must thinking that who you call, what's backbiting? You find a person, you know, with a one eye. You run him down, look at the one eye. Or you find a person short. You begin to, you call him all kinds of names. If he feels hurt about it, then you must know if it's different thing, if it's well known and something else, he's well known, his name, that he accepts it. But in most cases, you find a person. Nabi Karim, Aisha radiallahu anha said, look at a short person. He said, look at a short person. Oh, Aisha, that is ghibat now. How to make you be to be precaution of your tongue? That, oh, I said that is given to. And we don't take it as given at all. You know what caste he belongs to? Look at that black person. Look at that black person. Or look at this person. In other ways, run him down. All those things you begin to do, or taking on force, even to say if a drunkard is wrong too. If he's a drunkard, you can't interrupt. In other words, not in front of him. If you say someone, you know he's a drunkard. Now, if he comes to know about it then, or whatever, he's a fornicator, or he's a gambler, you have to ask. So, in other words, if you're not going to take precaution of your tongue with all these things, then you become right. You can talk anything what you want to speak. Ibn Sirin Rahmatullah Alayhi, you know Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he's a very tyrant ruler. You hear of Hajjaj Yusuf, you say, hey, he's a tyrant ruler. What he done? How many thousands of great people he has killed? But in front of him, someone speaking bad about him, you say, how are you speaking bad about him? Allah will punish him for what he has done. Allah will punish him for why he's making ghibah about him too. We begin to think Hajjaj bin Yusuf, whatever, he's a tyrant ruler, but that's between him and Allah Ta'ala. That does not qualify us to talk bad about him. Now we begin to talk bad about him, thinking that we did something good, failing to understand that Allah will question you that you may give up about him. When Musa alayhi salam, the time when he went out to make dua for the rain never came. So Allah Ta'ala told him, oh Musa, there is a person in your company who has committed a sin. And until unless he does not come out of this place, I'm not going to send rain. The Musa alayhi salam made dua that, Ya Allah, who is that person? Allah Ta'ala told him, what an answer you, Allah. Oh Musa, that which I don't like to do, you want me to do? That which I don't like to do, Allah, what an answer. And because of him, the rain came them after. When the rain came, he said, Ya Allah, how it happened? Rain came here too. Musa said, Allah Ta'ala said, it's because of him I send rain. Why? He made Toba and cried. Allah sent rain. Allah loves Toba, you too. So this ghibat is one person. Nabi comes from walking past the Kabristan and two people are getting punished in the Kabar. He said one person is getting punished because of ghibat. Because of ghibat. Another person is getting punished because of the tahara. He goes to the toilet, he don't wash properly. He goes to the toilet. Now nowadays you notice this month that people wear so tight that clothes, they go in the toilet. How they can go to toilet? Can they stand straight in the toilet? The tight, tight clothing they wear, even the women too. And they wear the tight and they go to the toilet, failing to understand that the punishment of Qabr is severe. The dropping the things when they go to the toilet is so important when you go to the toilet, how much of precaution must take. Don't over-precaution now. Some people over-precaution to that extent, so much of water the can they're not finishing to. So use that much water, but not so much. So backbiting is something which is a very, very vexing, big sin. And always this much, man sakata najah. That person who kept silent, he achieved it. He achieved it. Now, another thing which is important is, in backbiting, also it does not mean only the tongue. With signs also. With signs also. Now you see one person coming to mosque, he doesn't look right. He'll tell a friend like that, signs. What are you trying to do? Is that not ghibat that? You don't understand all that becomes ghibat. Then Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, coming out of the mosque, he saw a person wearing young person, strong, good clothing, and he's begging there. And he went past, he saw that person just cross the mind, and the young person so strong, he's begging. Just in the heart it came, and he went away. Now he was not like us. He was a very great saint. The more greater you are, more near to Allah Ta'ala catches you very quickly too. When Allah loves someone, Allah Ta'ala wants to catch him straight away. That night he goes to sleep, he's given human flesh to eat. But this is haram. Well, you made haram the day in the morning, the mosque, that what is that? He said, I didn't say anything, I just came my heart on it. Oh, so in your heart that came, that's not ghibat. See how fine it is. And that's the time when he wakes up to go.
Now you and I, when you say dream, I think, see
one of those days, don't worry. But they have concern for the fear of Allah, what can happen to us. Straight away he got up. Or the next morning, and he went to look for that person, searching for that person, and he see in the seashore that person is sitting down there. And when Junaid Baghdad was going towards him, he said, "Oh Junaid, you saw a dream, do you come and ask me about it?" Who he was then? You do not know who you are. You think you are someone more higher than you. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, when he passed away, someone asked him, "Oh Junaid, how are you?" He said, "Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me high status, but my servant, my neighbor self asked me." "What do you mean by that?" He said, "Every day he passed my house, he said, 'Oh Allah, if I'm free, I should be more ibadah than Junaid.'" He only should say that only. Through that Allah Ta'ala gave me high status. So who you know? Two things Allah Ta'ala is hidden from. Who is most nearest to Allah? Only Allah knows. You cannot tell anyone in this world you're a Jannati, do you know that? Because that's the work of Allah. No one has got the right to say anyone else. Yeah, you can say he's a buzruk. You can say he's a pious person. You can say all those things. You cannot even say Allah's wali is. You cannot say that too. Where do you know? You've got a certificate to show that he's going to say wali of Allah. Wali means Allah's dost, friend. No one knows about it. Yes, you can say he's a pious person. You can say he's a very, very pious person, a buzruk. All that you can say. But you've got no right to say the Jannati. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It so happened that once, in a battlefield, some people passed away, and one mother came there, and she said to ask permission to go and look at the son of us. So she went there and she put her face and said, "Jannat Mubarak wa Tumbarak." Nabi Karim said, "Who knows that?" He gave her answer, "Who knows?" To show us that that is not our work. It's not our work. Our work is what we can see. The work of Allah, we don't think of it. So ghibat is this way too, that look at it, just imagine by him, just looking at that person and said, pass him. Then how many times we pass outside? Hey, look at this fellow. What is he doing? Oh, he came to the mosque, little bit, now we are in nice clothing, one fellow came, little bit dirty clothing, he's got nothing, he can read namaz now. You look at it, hey, look at this fellow. Not realizing what you made his clothing filthy, but you made your heart filthy. You made his clothing is filthy, but you made your heart filthy. You don't even realize that. So many times you call this. So whatever it is, the purpose, and the reason for making ghibat is the purpose to keep others happy. You keep Allah naraz to keep others happy. When a person come and tell you know what, you make ghibat of something, then you say, "Listen to me, yeah, so what happened now? Yeah, so tell me again more about it too." So you keep him happy, and now because he's keeping you, making you, because he's telling you now, how can I hurt his feeling? How can I hurt my feeling? I let him speak. I can enjoy listening to you. You are enjoying, but Allah is naraz. So learn not to keep anyone happy with Allah Ta'ala. So this sin is something which is, sorry to say, but in many homes, in pious people too, they got this sickness. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala must keep us away from the sin of ghibat, which is a very big sin. And always keep this in mind. Even make ghibat to your father and mother. Why don't do that? Make you give it to your father and mother. The good deeds will remain in the family. Nothing better than that. Allah Ta'ala must give me tawfiq nasib. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجعلنا من الخيرين وصلى الله تعالى على محمد برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.